In a land not far away, more distance by time than miles, where children with hand-me-down shoes and clothes to smile. A young fella learned to woo the lady child before the internet drove everybody wild. Only a few years after Thriller's release, when MJ was greased on stage, sliding backwards, contradicting pastor's beliefs. We all wanted to dance. Now all we do is...
We're back. Doing this shit again.
The sword to shave him off.
And,
go ahead, Sophie.
Y'all stupid, yo.
Okay. Take two. So we're back again. And let's go ahead and introduce ourselves.
Dang, Sophie. Like that, man.
Sophie, like, I'm fed up with y'all niggas today.
So, man, FIFO.
Ken, okay. I'm on my phone.
What's Ken?
C-Town, what's going on?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
What's your name?
Just it be.
Shit, turn name will come up at the fucking back.
Look down there.
Look down here.
All right, and I'm the host of this shit, so it's gonna get started.
You rubbing off on you too much.
All right. So our first question is from Third Eye Ego, and I don't know if you're a he. I don't know if you're a she, because
yeah.
All right, great. He asks, what's everyone's opinion on the Black of the Berry over at Dead End Hip Hop? It's a new song by Kendrick. I'm sure most of us have heard it. I'm going to go roll around to FIFO and ask you first.
I think that we didn't necessarily like, I know I personally didn't like it like that. I understood it, you know, it's a cool song, but.
Even though it got a Grammy. But go ahead.
Yeah, I had to give him something after last year.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know,
that was
a consolation prize.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But you know, like, this is the Kendrick I like, and I think that, you know, it didn't necessarily give me too much insight into I, but I see how I now fits inside the album, and like this is the Kendrick I want. This is dope. You know, I don't know what the album's gonna sound like, but I feel like it needs to sound more like this than I. But he can have other tracks and stuff in there as long as it makes sense. But you know, I'm excited. I've been excited. I don't need to, like, I was excited before I came out for Kendrick's album. So, you know, I expected this.
I expected this.
Can't think we got it. That was smooth though. I like that.
Mike, it appears to be on you. So, what you gonna do?
Oh wow.
Oh my god. I love the track, man. It came out like, and then it was like, but 30 minutes later, there was like 35 tweets.
Hey man, what you think of the song?
So I finally listened to it like maybe 2 days later. I just kept forgetting about it.
I
didn't really care that much, because I mean, I heard I and I didn't really care for I like that. And I mean, I was just like, I'll get to it. And everybody's like, oh, it's so dope. And I'm like, all right. So now I really just don't care to listen to it. Because if you're telling me it's that dope, I'm going to listen to it. It's not going to hold up to the expectations.
You know how Twitter gets.
But yeah. This song, for the first time, it exceeded all expectations. Yeah. I think this song is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. By the end of it, I was just like, I didn't even know what the fuck to say. Like, there was no real, like, artistic breakdown that I could have even given that song. I was just like, god damn. This motherfucker can rap.
What did you think about the overall message that it was talking about?
I agree with the message. And see, this is going to open up a big can of worms, because I had a really in-depth conversation with somebody at work about this, mm-hmm. that they took offense to him bringing up Trayvon at the end of the song. What? Is that what you're talking about? And then him saying hypocrite. Here's the thing. I do agree that that is something that white people say all the time when they say, oh, you're worried about Mike Brown and Eric Garner. Well, what about black on black crime? Yeah, they say that as a detraction. But I feel like someone like Kendrick, who is living that, who grows up in those neighborhoods, I think who better to say something like that than someone that sees gang violence on a daily basis? You know, I completely agree that...
Saying that the black community is a hypocrite?
I don't know if he's saying that the entire black community is a hypocrite. I think what he's saying is that... And I took a different meaning from this song. I think that he's not just saying, okay, we're hypocrites because we care about Trayvon and Eric Garner, but we don't care about black on black crime. When I listen to the entire song, when you listen to the first half of the song, he's going through all of the things like, I'm black, my nose is round, all this stuff. And then he gets to that other point at the very end of the song. What I think he's saying is, both of those kinds of death come from the same type of system or the same type of mentality, which is basically white supremacy, right? So white supremacy is the reason that Eric Garner was murdered and the cops are able to get away with it, because the system is based in white supremacy. But what people don't also realize is that the whole black on black crime thing comes from self-hatred. And we are basically doing their job for them. We're killing each other, so they don't even have to fucking do it. So I think what he's saying is, if you are so upset about the white man killing black men, you should also be upset by the white man influencing us to kill each other. It's the same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I took. Maybe that's not what he meant, but that's really what I think he was saying. I don't think he was simply saying, oh, you guys are hypocrites.
That's the best message I've ever
heard. I think that I think Kendrick is a bit deeper of a thinker than some people give him credit for. But I think that he was really just putting out the message that you should really care about both, and you should really be outraged about both. Now, you shouldn't just be going around saying, hey, brother, don't kill another brother, but give it the same message you're giving with these cop influence deaths. Give it the same message, like, you are killing yourselves so the white man does not have to kill you. You're saving him the fucking trouble of doing it. Mm-hmm. The only reason we're killing each other is because a lot of times it's because we're in impoverished areas, and the reason we're in impoverished areas is because we don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that? It's the same fucking system that's put in place that lets cops get away with killing black dudes on a regular basis.
All right, so that was Ask That in Hip Hop, man.
We'll
catch y'all next week.
There's another.
I didn't want to.
You killed that. You killed that.
Yeah, that was right. Awesome.
I mean, you know, hey, what you gonna follow that?
He said, "What's up?"
I mean,
do you agree?
All I gotta say is, I thought the song was amazing as well. When I first heard it, I think. My boy Meech, my best friend Meech in Detroit, he had texted me like, man, you heard the new Kendrick? I was like, he got a new song out? I was like, oh, let me check it out. So I checked it out, and I was like, damn, Kendrick, he just the way he can evolve as an artist, man, he just keep just showing, just keep hurling over those boundaries, man. It's like, damn, Kendrick, like, this dude is like so amazing. So I'm interested now after hearing, like, I think the same thing what you said, after hearing, I'm really interested in hearing what's the concept behind this album is going to be after hearing that. Because hearing I is so happy, but then you hear this track, it's so dark, and it's like, okay. So I wonder what's going to be the actual concept for this. But I thought the song was amazing. I loved it.
It's so black, right? You look at the album cover.
No, wait listen. A minute. Hold
no,
on.
Listen. Oh, yeah. You look at the album cover. Right.
You look at the most obvious shit.
What's the name of the track in?
I'm fucking with you.
Let the man speak.
Yeah, you look at the album cover, and you got two twins, you know, and you're sitting there, and you're feeding them, you know, from you. So the mother feeding the twins, et cetera, et cetera. And you look at that, and that's the first, well, I guess, you know, typically that would be the first thing you see if you pick up an album cover. That's the first image that's right in your face. And then you listen to the song. I think Mike was spot on in everything that he said, because there is a system that has basically created, you know, this environment that some of us are living in today. And Kendrick does address that. And to a certain degree, he kind of reinforces a narrative of black on black crime. And, you know, like Mike said, that it's often used to kind of, you know, as a distraction, you know, just kind of soft toss it out there to get us away from whatever issue that we're talking about.
He touched on some religion too.
But at the same time, you know, like you said, there's a system, like Mike said, there's a system in place that kind of created all of this stuff that's going on right now. And Kendrick addressed that. He was like, okay, you guys want to sit here and talk about this, that, and the other. What about this? You know, you can't have really one without the other. And so if you do that, you are a hypocrite. And I think it helps that it is a person that's within, you know, the African-American community. And yeah, there are voices out there that do bring it up, but oftentimes it's misplaced. It's at the wrong time. This is kind of when things are kind of quieting down after what happened last year, that he's coming up and he's saying, hey, here's Trayvon, here's this, but what about this? And that's what he leaves you with. But just everything that he was saying in it, man, like, you know, just when I'm a proud monkey, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, that shit just pissed me off when hearing it, because I'm a proud black monkey, you know, and I got a thing about that shit, man.
And the other thing too is, like, how many artists at their height or like being on top of hip hop really just mainstream, just overall, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kendrick's in a situation where like not a lot of hip hop artists are you know, will ever be at, where you get the appreciation of the underground hip hop heads because of your skill, right? And then you also get the appreciation of mainstream people because of just everything, your total package. And at that time, in your prime, like when the lights are shining the brightest on you, you're talking about these social political things and doing it in a way where it is a little catchy, a little polarizing, it's a little bit of everything. It's exactly what an artist at that time should do, kind of like pop.
Exactly. It's what hip hop should be doing right now. Exactly. You're not talking about cars and flossing. This is what all of your favorite artists should be doing. Yeah. It should not be just Kendrick. Yeah, talking about the time, because that's what we heard when we were younger.
Growing up.
Was people talking about what was going on. It doesn't have to always be the negative shit, but damn, why is Kendrick the only one doing it? Wow.
But is this one on the radio, though?
I don't think so.
It just dropped last week, so I don't think he's even put it up on iTunes yet for people to buy, and I don't know.
It wouldn't matter.
It's like Kendrick has always done this. You know, he's always had these type of songs that address these type of things. I mean, one that comes to mind is Vanity Slaves, which is another good one by him, you know, that speaks on this. Now he's just at a bigger level, like people are saying, and he hasn't changed. You know, he's still coming at you with these messages. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to hammer this home because now there are more people listening.
Yeah.
And like Mike said, we need more people that's out there to speak on this. And you know what? It may just not be their thing, but it would be nice if they did. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't have to be. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ralph. It shouldn't have to be everybody's thing, and they don't have to make a whole song. They don't have to go at it as venomous as Kendrick did, but say something. Like I don't remember who it was. It might have been Azalea Banks, even though I don't really fuck with her like that. But it might have been her that was saying on Twitter that it's funny how all your favorite rappers get real quiet when a serious tragedy happens. Like, nobody really puts out music like that.
He said it in the Control verse where he's not gonna rap about no more designers, he's not gonna rap about none of this other stuff. So he kind of set himself up for this. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, this is the balance that I always talk about. And you're 100% right. Like, more artists.
Is it? If he's the only one?
It has to start somewhere, though, Ken. It has to start somewhere. And why not start with arguably the biggest hip hop act out right now? You know what I'm saying? Like it has to start somewhere, dog. And that, I'm not saying that this is balance. It is the beginning of balance. At least because you need that one person to stand up for this, to rap like this, to talk about these issues in the way that he's doing it. And I think that, like, when you look at the Grammys, like, they don't take that shit serious, because the music that gets nominated the majority of the time, it's very simplistic, and that's the reason why, like, hip hop just overall doesn't get that type of credibility and respect. But when you hear somebody like Kendrick and he's dropping this, and then he doesn't necessarily go over your head with everything, because sometimes hip hop artists can go way over your head. You got to listen to it 20, 30 times to just decipher what the hell he just told you. With Kendrick, he's deep. It can be somewhat surface level, but there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of realness in there, and it doesn't take you four listens to actually absorb everything he's trying to give you.
Yeah, when some people first listened to it, a lot of people were pissed. They were like, oh, yeah. Kendrick's the type of guy who wants, you know, black people to tell, you know, like, if like a police officer comes up to you and like is about to shoot you or something, I respect myself. You shouldn't shoot me. Like, a lot of people were saying that. People were really saying that.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Because the thing is, like, when he put this out, you know, I guess people were rocking with the song or whatever until they heard the last part. And I don't think you should let a little piece kind of, like, you know, tamper with the overall message. But a lot of people were pissed. And I was kind of side-eyeing him, too, like, I don't know. And it wasn't until, I still like him, you know what I mean? But
why
it's like...
Why were you side-eyeing him?
Because I was like, okay, a lot of the, well, not a lot, but some things that he says, I feel like are like, what are you doing?
Like the Ferguson shit that he said in the interview.
That and like.
That shit pissed me off too.
I don't know. I just, the whole like him co-signing Iggy and all that, I just, he says things that make me uncomfortable.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
He didn't really co-sign it. I think that kind of was taken out of context. I think, I mean, if you look back at the interview, the only thing he said was, God put her here for a reason, you know, and let her rap. That's really all he said. Yeah. And I think that was Kendrick just being, like, the overly positive person that he wants to be. Because he basically gave her a pass. Yeah. Because the thing about it is, when you really look at the grand scheme of things, Iggy rapping like a Southern black woman is really not that big of a deal compared to motherfuckers getting choked out for no reason. Or kids getting shot in the middle of the street. Iggy, man.
Yeah.
Kendrick is looking at the bigger picture. The only thing that Kendrick said that bothered me was that shit he said about Ferguson. I was just like,
what'd he say?
What?
He said basically, if we don't respect ourselves, then how can we expect them to respect us? Now that's a perfectly fine statement. I didn't have so much of an issue with what he said. I have more of an issue with where he chose to say it. Like, you're in a very popular white publication, and then you're going up there and you're saying that to what was probably, and I'm not sure, this isn't a fact, but was probably a white interview person. It was just like, I get it, but it just wasn't the best. No, I don't think he took the easy way out. I think Kendrick meant what he said, and I think Kendrick would have said that anywhere.
The thing is, I have an issue with people looking to celebrities to kind of like co-sign their pro-black movements or whatever. And it's like, not everybody's going to agree with what you're saying, you know what I mean? But I feel like with his message and his raps, like, people feel like, oh, well, he's going to be this pro-black person, and whatever I stand for, he's going to agree with. And so when he doesn't say that in a way that people, you know what I mean, like, would respond to the Ferguson comments or would respond to Iggy Azalea or whatever, they're like, oh, well, he's not blah, 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 and they just get pissed off. Like, I see it all the time.
I think people confuse pro-black with anti-white. Certain people think that if you are proud of being a black person, then that means you don't like white people.
I mean, I definitely understand the difference. People.
For the record,
no, you don't.
I like white people.
And my best friends are white.
You use the stereotypical answer.
That's classic.
Wait, can I clear something up real quick? At the beginning of this, I was talking about the white man. I can already see a bunch of dumbass people in the comments. Mike, I knew Mike was racist. Mike don't like white people. Come on, man. When I talk about the white man, I'm talking about the system that is predominantly controlled by white men. I'm not talking about your average white dude.
All blue red.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Some more than others.
Damn.
Anyways,
I like that though. Some more than others.
All right. Well, thank you, Third Eye Ego, for your question. Be sure to send all of your questions to AskDEHH on Twitter and send your emails to ask@deadandhiphop.com.